Getting ready for grade 5. Places to visit in summer. Mountains. Climbing mountains. When you think of climbing mountains, you probably think of people using picks and ropes to get up steep rock cliffs. For many of the world's highest mountains, that is exactly what it takes. Climbers need the right equipment and training to climb these mountains. They need to plan their climbs so that they get used to the thinner air at high altitudes. But there are some high mountains that can be climbed without picks and ropes. Climbing these mountains is not like taking a walk around the mall or your block. Climbers need to be able to walk for many miles. They need supplies like water and food. Climbers also need to plan their climbs for the summer when storms are unlikely to happen. It may surprise you that the highest mountain in the lower 48 states of the United States is a mountain that people can climb without special equipment. Mount Whitney is almost 15,000 feet above sea level. Climbers usually start the climb at about 8,500 feet. Children as young as 9 years old have climbed Mount Whitney. While they haven't needed special equipment, these children got plenty of exercise before making the climb. The climb up is long, 10 miles. Once you get to the top, you have to be ready to go down. That's another 10 miles. These children needed their parents to bring the right amount of food and water and to go at the right time of the summer. All climbers need permits to climb Mount Whitney, even babies in their parents' backpacks.